This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, June the 6th, D-Day, something that we've been talking about, remembering D-Day, what happened on this date in 1944. It's not the only thing, certainly, to talk about today, talking about the haze and the things in the Northeast. Those of you who are listening to us in Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont, northeastern part of New York State, down here in Massachusetts where I am, the air is full. I just turned on my house fans. There's a fan that I have in here that use it for heat usually. They suck the heat out of the house out through the attic, but I'm going to use it for, it's just amazing. I can smell it. It's more pronounced, interestingly enough, upstairs than it is downstairs for whatever the reason, but something to look out for. If you got any COPD stuff, say again?
The heat rises. Isn't it always hotter upstairs than it is downstairs? And I typically love the smell of a bonfire kind of situation, but when it is just that, the wildfire smoke that's moving in,
heavy.
A lot of people struggling up there.
Here's some good news about a senior who spent 10 years in a refugee camp, graduating from a high school in Ohio, spent a lot of years of her childhood living as a refugee in Uganda, earned $250,000, Jay, worth of scholarships. She really worked hard. She's down in Columbus, Ohio, and got various sources, a lot of different offers. So, you turn adversity around and you make something good out of it. Here's a person who's come to our country. He didn't know what to expect for sure. Started school as a fifth grader in the elementary.
As a child, really had no say in anything that was going on in her life.
No, not at all. So anyway, good for her. That's a wonderful statement on what you can accomplish in America, whether Native Americans or people who come here. It seems, we were talking about the spelling bee the other day, people who are not born in America, who come to America, seem to appreciate more what America has to offer these days. I don't know if that's an exaggeration or not, but I think there's a lot of it, frankly. And so those people who want to promote unbridled immigration into our country say, well, look at all these people. Look what they've accomplished. Look what these people will accomplish if they come here. That's all well and good if we can prove it. And these people that came in had bona fides. They had statements as they immigrated to America or sought asylum here. Mm-hmm. The people coming across the border have nothing. They just come in a massive swarm of bees.
But also, this isn't just an American situation. You move to any other country, you have to follow their legal system. You have to do so legally. You can't just show up and live under the radar.
It's like that
everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, today, the AM radio hearing in Congress, the role radio plays in public safety. It'll be discussed a lot on radio programs. It'll be in news, whether it's online or in a newspaper or whether you hear it discussed on the radio. It's going to be a big thing today. One of the biggest selling points today when they make their case to lawmakers as to why AM radio must remain in cars and trucks, vehicles in general, because it is a public safety hazard not to have all these AM signals available wherever and however you can have them, and you can get access to them. But the car makers, they're going to argue that they are they're pro-innovation, and they're focused on delivering emergency alerts directly into dashboard displays. And so you don't need AM radio. What do you need an AM radio for?
Well, I feel like regardless of what they say at this point, they came out with the original stance of AM radio does not play well with our battery.
Yeah,
something
that's your problem.
Have easily been
fix
fixed.
It.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's just kind of like anything you say past this point is already lost any emphasis. It's already
bunk 'em.
Yeah, you've already hindered yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
In any argument you have.
And by the way, ahead of the hearing today, there's been more support expressed for requiring AM radio in cars and trucks than ever before, including a half a dozen emergency management groups that have joined the chorus that will be testifying today in Washington, broadcasters, FEMA officials, lawmakers who see this legislation to include AM radio as a federal safety standard and mandate for all vehicles sold in the United States. There's a lot of different letters floating around urging congressional leaders and ranking members in various committees to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. So that'll be something we'll be interesting to see how all of that shapes up during the course of the day. The folks who live in communities where the Gannett newspapers are published are without a newspaper today because the country's, this is the folks who write for Gannett, which by the way is the largest newspaper chain in the country. They bought up lots of little papers here, there, and everywhere. They're the publisher of USA Today, and they are the largest, you know, they're the largest publisher of a newspaper, right? This is, when I say newspaper, I'm talking about that.
The newspaper.
Stuff
that you can use silly
paper
and have it printed on
right.
That silly
paper. Wrap your fish in it if it's the New York Times. At any rate, the walkout, the biggest labor action in the history of the company. The company's been around for 100 years. The union representing the writers said it was, they had, let's see here, where they say it started the Palm Beach Post. And then it went to the Arizona Republic, the Austin American Statesman. See, there are two things, there are two ways of looking at this, from my point of view anyway. And the most dangerous way of looking at it is one company owning all the newspapers. That's really what we've got here. We've got the New York Times and Gannett. That's it. I mean, there are a few other smaller companies, some even radio companies, that have newspapers connected to them, but there's way, way, way too much concentration of focus, if you will, or control of the news by one or two companies. And anyway, so the News Guild says, all right, we're going to strike because you're not paying us enough. Well, Gannett says, we don't have the money to pay you what you want because we're not. And I get this because we were talking about this earlier. It's obvious that radio and television and the world of newspapers is suffering badly right now because of the economy. And so a lot of these companies, because of COVID, and this is where I think a lot of people are short-sighted, they've never really recovered from COVID. Most of the radio companies that I know haven't recovered. I certainly haven't. And so you look around and say, how many other, you know, there are a lot of companies that haven't recovered. Target says they haven't really. The retail business, Costco, BJ's, all the big.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, look at what happened to them. So look at the bookstores, just everywhere. So whether this is short-sighted or there are other issues, perhaps, with Gannett, but it just is, what's the old, it's a sign, what is it, Petula Clark, a sign of the times. They want a fair contract. Okay, well, good luck to them. There are a lot of people who are sort of on-call journalists, freelancers, that will fill the void. Maybe these papers are publishing. I don't know, in certain places probably they are, because they got what they call, what do they call them? Scabs. Right? What a horrible name. Scab reporters. They're coming to, right? They're going to come and
cross the lines.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, speaking of crossing the line, the state of Tennessee's drag ban. I chuckle about this because this all seems the craziest. Why in the world is this a big deal? Drag ban. So there's a judge that was appointed by Trump. striking down the law in Tennessee restricting drag shows. Now, when I if this was 45 years ago and I was reading this,
mm-hmm.
I'd think this would be about a drag race, right? That's not, we can't have drag races anymore. But that's not what this is about at all. This is about dressing in drag.
Drag queens and kings.
Yeah. And so the judge says that the ban is unconstitutional. But what does it, does it harm minors?
I think it's one of those things that people that are not part of the LGBTQIA community or advocates or friends of such, you don't really know what it is. Drag kings, drag queens, yes, most of them do fall in lines with being gay, but it's not what it all is. There are a lot of straight drag queens, straight drag kings. It's more of an entertainment kind of situation.
Yeah.
It's very flamboyant. It's kind of like glamorous, exaggerated costumes and makeups. And a lot of times these are, the performances are held in nightclubs and cabarets, and it's people singing for real or lip syncing. It's entertainment value. It would almost be like a character in a way. And a lot of these people, drag kings, drag queens, that is a character that they have developed. It's not part of who they are in their daily life. And it would be like having, like a lot of it comes to story time at libraries, and it's a drag king or a drag queen doing it. It would be just like any other character that comes out and has a flamboyant dress.
It would take more than that probably to influence
children are not even thinking of like, oh, this is actually a man dressed as a woman who likes other men and or vice versa of stuff. Children are not thinking that. They like colorful things, period.
But is it something to do in school?
That doesn't mean that they're gay.
But should it be in school or should it be in some other circumstance?
But that's the thing. It's not in school.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was. All right. Well, there you go. Time for us to just think about how to lose weight and to keep it off. There's a special deal going on right now. Go to toploss.com. Check out Calitrin and how it'll help you be your best in terms of size and shape and happiness. Be responsible about your weight. Go to toploss.com. Lose and smile.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means, wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. Hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, not the same old here on Good Day, 23 after the hour. Time for us to visit a story of thought, in this case, perhaps the lack of thinking, social media, and the comments that are trending, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, and our friend George Santos is all over the place today. He has asked a judge to do something to help him out. So how many people want to know more about George Santos? Raise your hands, please.
I know. Okay. I want to hear about this.
Okay. All right. Well, that's one at least. So we'll get to that just for you, Jay, right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Now 26 after. So here's the story of George Santos, Jay. He has asked a judge to keep the names of the people who guaranteed his $500,000 bond a secret. He said outing them would make them targets for violence and death threats. He says, I'd rather forfeit my bond and go to jail than reveal the people who have helped me.
Of course he would.
He's begging the judge not to reveal the names of these folks who ponied up the $500,000 that was needed to keep him out of jail. He's been charged, as most people know, with criminal fraud. The list is about as long as your arm. The guy is a cucamonga at best and a thief and a liar at worst. So the investigation continues into him, but the judge could mandate that the people be identified And then he said, nope. He said to the judge yesterday, I'll forfeit my bond. I'll stay in jail. I don't want people to know who this is. So now, of course, with him saying that, it's heightened interest, right? Okay. We want to know who these people are who believe in you, because nobody believes a word that he says. So where would the 500,000 have come from? I thought there was some question about his means as he ran for Congress. Wasn't there where he got his money, or did he have money? Does his family have money? That kind of stuff. But the people supporting him agree with his lawyer that he's been subject to all kinds of distress. He has been hounded. Well,
I could feel like it would be a very stressful situation when you get called out on lies. Significant lies that probably put you in office?
Right. Yeah. He said that there, if I'm getting it, the same will happen to the people who guaranteed my bond. They would suffer unnecessary retaliation if their identities and how does this stuff even happen? How is it that that somebody like this gets to the position that he's in? It's beyond me. Are there that many stupid people in his district? I guess there are. Look at who some of the other... Look. I guess I'm answering my own question. Look at who gets elected in some other parts of the country. Okay. Answer, we got it. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory.
79 years ago today, Dwight D. Eisenhower gave the order to take the war to Europe and repel Nazi Germany forces. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is going to be in New Hampshire tonight to launch his second bid for the White House. Christie is set to appear at a town hall meeting at St. Anselm College and announce he is seeking the Republican nomination in 2024. Christie previously ran for president in 2016, but later dropped out. In the Stanley Cup Finals, the Vegas Golden Knights are leading the series 2-0 over Florida with a 7-2 victory last night on the Las Vegas Strip. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You think I'm sexy? Yeah, sexy is as sexy does, right, Jay? Jay Kirshner, Jack Steffen on the good news. Yeah, that's the good day program with some good news. Here's a single atom X-ray and a breakthrough. Can you imagine that we have the technology now, artificial intelligence or whatever it is, that we can break the atom was supposed to be the smallest thing that existed, right? And now, there's technology, science, heretofore has never been able to X-ray a single atom, which is used to X-ray. X-rays are atoms, and that's what they do. They take these scanners, and they use X-ray technology, and that's how they look into your body to see what's going on in your body. So, now, this is hard to imagine, the signal, the energy that's coming from a single atom. But it is so weak. We can't see atoms.
No, just how small an atom truly is. Like, we think about the chromosomes and the DNA that even makes up our body and how many atoms are just even in those.
Yeah.
It's to say microscopic is still an understatement.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So a big breakthrough there. Also in the big breakthrough department, the Mars rover Curiosity, having an X-ray device to examine the composition of the rocks on Mars. I think that'll be, and that getting that information back here, once again, you talk about stimulating somebody with ideas and imagination. Woo! Think about that. You're going to examine rocks on Mars. And X-ray them. See, they're all that. It's a fascinating world we live in, for sure. On the mundane side of things, Mike Pence has announced he's running for president. Cornel West, who's a progressive liberal philosophy teacher, is running for president, third party. I was looking at the Trump numbers. Every day there's a Trump story, right? There's never a day when there isn't something to report.
Even non-Trump stories end up still being Trump stories.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so this is a Trump story. It's a poll that's out today done by YouGov.com. All right, the poll shows that just 23% of Americans believe that Donald Trump should be allowed to serve if he's convicted of a crime. 62% say Trump should not be allowed to serve in that scenario. This was a survey of 1,500 adults conducted last weekend, underscoring the peril facing the president, former president, if he's indicted or he goes as felony counts and he's found guilty, yada, yada, yada. But as, you know, that indicates, and we've talked about this plenty of times and so have many other people, it doesn't make any difference what this guy's charged with. As far as some people are concerned, is nothing about him that keeps him out of the presidential chair. He's qualified by living and breathing the air. That's it. Trump. 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 Magaga. That's the one I like the best. Magaga.
Magaga.
Magaga. All right, so this is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file here on Good Day. Did you know the scientific name for the Loch Ness Monster is Nessateris? How about that for exciting stuff to talk about
that.
The water cooler today? Nessiteras.
It makes sense why we call her Nessie now.
Yep, there it is. You've got it. I didn't have to explain it to you. All right, you figured it out.
There we go.
Right. All right, time to move on then. This is sort of good news, in a manner of speaking. 12-year-old rescued after falling down a well. How about that? He's going to be okay out in Washington State during recess at school. He was standing on the well's lid when the concrete collapsed and he fell into the well. A pump house, actually, behind St. Mary's Catholic Church in Marysville. This is
That's so scary. So glad the student's okay.
Yep, right. First responders found the boy partially submerged. Got to be scary as all get out.
Well, yeah, right? That would be scary for anyone. And also a good reminder not to do this ourselves, but also to your children. Don't stand on those things. You never know when.
Kids are kids. They're going to play on stuff.
There was a woman that was, carrying her baby through a parking lot and stepped over one, and it wasn't on fully, and she slipped right through. And I think she was able to catch herself, but she was basically hanging there until somebody came and helped.
Oof. All right. Let's see, this Pennsylvania nurse accused of killing patients with too much insulin, saying that they're better off dead. I shouldn't laugh at this, but just...
Would we call that a serial killer?
I think you just call it somebody who's imbalanced, much as anything else. There was a story on, I think it was the Blacklist, of a woman, it was the Blacklist, of a nurse who was doing this. And she had a name, the Blacklist they have at the beginning of every show, whoever the Blacklister is, and this was Nurse somebody or other. She was a registered nurse arrested on homicide charges. Her name is Heather Presti, accused of having prescribed excessive amounts of insulin to patients, killing two and hospitalizing a third. She was arraigned on two counts of homicide, one count of attempted murder. The judge said, "How do you plead?" She said, "I plead that they are better off dead." Okay, well, I guess that's your point of view. I don't know the family's going to be too happy. There'll be a civil case no matter what. This woman gets found guilty, and she will be, of some kind of manslaughter or something, but then the family will sue her for civil damages. According to the complaint, a 55-year-old fellow died and an 83-year-old man died after receiving lethal doses of insulin while under her care. So there you go. How about them apples, boys and girls? Uri Geller is going to join us in a moment. I want to, before he joins us, I want to talk a little bit about how you're celebrating Father's Day. Father's Day is just around the corner. What do you say to Dad getting a big order of all kinds of mouth-watering things from Omaha Steaks at omahasteaks.com? The folks at Omaha Steaks have made it really easy to put a smile on your father's face starting on Father's Day. And for the rest of the summer, all kinds of hand-selected things that are ready to come to your dad from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. I mean, let's face it. It's hard to find your father, most fathers, something that's different. So this is something that's different and practical. The tender filet, the grillables, all of them, the chicken, or whether it's Frank's, the burgers. There are a lot of these things. You'll find one. I actually have eaten some of the chicken, and it's really very good. And then for dessert, those caramel apple tartlets. Yep, yep, yep. You'll get hungry just going through all the things you can order at omahasteaks.com. And please, when you order, use the code 30DUG, 30DUG, and get $30 off all of the things that you order. It's, you got to have a minimum order in order to do that. You get the details at the site that so many people have visited since listening to the story on this program. It's kind of nice to know that people are checking out what I'm suggesting at omahasteaks.com.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces. And most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Coming up on 44 after the hour, Doug Stephens, Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Our weekly visit, official visit from Uri Geller over in Israel, one of the most fascinating human beings on the planet, one of the most controversial beings on the planet, only because he does something that not many people do, and folks, when they see what he does, no, can he really do that? They're aghast. He's got tours of his, he's got a great museum. I enjoyed when I was there last December, just sitting there watching him talk to the hundreds of people that would come in and go through all of the memorabilia. It's a fascinating place. You should check it out. You should go to Israel. It's a fascinating country, frankly. All right, so we were talking about Father's Day. You're the father to two, Daniel, Natalie, great children, very proud you are. I know of them, and you ought to be. They both are very accomplished in their own right. So what do you, but you're there in, let's see, you're in Israel, Daniel's in England, and Natalie's in Los Angeles. So how do you celebrate Father's Day?
Well, there's something that is called iPhone, you know.
Excuse me, WhatsApp. Yeah, okay, there you go.
You know, we all hear the word Father's Day. But what is it? So what it is, Doug, to those who don't really know why it's called Father's Day, it's basically, first of all, it's a holiday. And it's a holiday actually honoring one father, or, you know, relevant father figure, fatherhood, paternal bonds, and basically the influence of fathers in society, if you didn't think that way. Now, most people don't know this, but the single most common date among world countries is the third Sunday of June. And this was founded in the state of Washington. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know it was. It started in Washington. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was founded by Sonora Smart Dodd in 1910. This is crazy, but Doug, for me today, there is a much more important date, and it is the Six-Day War 56 years ago, in which I fought in Jerusalem for the liberation of Jerusalem. And it's incredible because I just look back and I say, my goodness, where did all these years fly? I was actually wounded in the war, not serious wounds. And I must tell you a story. They sent me, once I was wounded, they sent me to Hadassah Hospital, which is a Jerusalem hospital. They released me in a couple of days. But just before I was going to leave the doorway, a nurse runs to me and she says, "Oh, Mr. Gila, Uri, you know, don't you know that at the end of the room, there's a young man, he's lying in bed, a sniper, Jordanian sniper, hit him in the leg, and they had to amputate his leg, and no one is coming to visit him." I said, "Wow, I didn't know." So I walk into his room. I don't know who took that photograph, but someone snapped a photo of me giving, stretching my hand out to him, and I'm telling him, "Bye-bye, I'm leaving." Now, that photo really moved me emotionally, and I placed that photograph in my first book, Uri Geller, My Story. Now, 50 years I was roaming the world, kind of conquering the world. I didn't hear anything about my unit. 6 years ago, when I come back, I get an email, and they said, "Oh, Uri, did you know that this week is the 50th anniversary of the Six-Day War? We're doing a get-together for our comrades. Will you come?" I said, "Of course I'm going to come." Listen, I drive into the parkway of that kibbutz. I see somebody running towards the park lot with a very fat, and he's wearing shorts and a prosthetic leg. I say, "No way, it can't be him." I stop my Chrysler. I burst out, I run to him, and I pull out this photograph that I tore out from my book right into his face. And I say to him, "Tell me, is this you?" He stops, he looks at me, and he says, "Uri Geller, this is me in the photograph, but I want to tell you something. One more minute, you wouldn't have known, because I'm running to my car to change into long pants."
Huh.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did.
I would have never recognized. I would have not known if he was wearing long pants, you know, long trousers.
Yep.
He was very short.
And wouldn't have seen it.
Today is the day that I'm going to meet him again. I'm driving in about 10 minutes now. Yes, we're doing a big get-together for our unit, our commander unit. And this guy is going to be there. His name is Ali Znoy.
That's good. I think that's excellent, frankly. You know, today also is D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day, the invasion of Europe in June 6th of 1944, a couple of years before you and I were born. I wonder if we would have been born had things gone differently. Ever think about that? There's something that'll blow your mind. All right, Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Lots of fascinating things to learn at his official website.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
La 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 la. If I need a minute here, James, I forget. Thank you. Hey, hooray for Hollywood. Chuckers off today. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner celebrating National Drive-In Movie Day today, Jay. I've always thought when I was a kid going to the drive-in was really something super when I had a car or I could borrow a car or something. First drive-in theater was opened in New Jersey by a fellow named Richard Hollingshead. Drive-in created for seniors who found it hard to go to a regular movie theater. So this small drive-in theater, basically he said was for his mother, that in the driveway. A big screen in his backyard, Kodak projector. You even know what a Kodak projector is, either of you?
I do, James? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No clue. No.
Never got a clue. Yeah, that's what I figured. Ask your father about Kodak projectors, will you please? And then report back to us tomorrow.
Got it.
Anyway, so this was the first of drive-ins. There used to be like 25, 2600 of these all around the country. They aren't, as one I know of, about 20 miles away from me. There was a big one, a huge one, down in a town about 20 miles from me in the other direction that has just been, they tore it down and they put a huge shopping center in there and a huge condominium complex. It was on about 40 acres of land. Can you imagine that we had the land back then, that 30, 40 acres to devote to having movie, the drive-in movie?
And in a way, that's also kind of something good that did come out of COVID and the pandemic, because drive-ins thrived. There was actually a drive-in a few towns over from where I am, and it had shuttered. It was no longer in use, but the people still owned it. They never sold the property, and then once the pandemic hit, they cleaned it up and started basically reactivating it. And it's still to this day. People love going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, actually. It always was. Okay, let's see what's going on with Elizabeth Olsen. The actress is advising others against signing multiple movie deals with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She was interviewed to promote her new series, Love and Death. And she spoke from her own experience. She said, quote, "Just give them one. That's what I say." Expanding her point, she shared, "Let's say this was the most fun I've ever had. Isn't that great? I love the character so much I want to do it again. You now have more creative control for the next one." But you wait until after you don't sign. I think what she's saying, Jay, is...
Please, you know, only give them one at a time.
Right.
Exactly. And that way you can negotiate more, you can keep a little bit of control. And also, if something else comes up, another project you really want to do, you can have the control of maybe getting them to work with you a little bit better than when you sign up for a franchise and sign a multi-movie deal. The negotiations are already done, though. You can't really come back from that.
Correct. Actor Armie Hammer is not going to face sexual assault charges after all. This was something that came up because the DA there listened to some of the people who supposedly were involved with him, forcible sexual encounters, that sort of thing, but they can't prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. Does that mean he didn't do it or he did do it? I give the guy the benefit of the doubt. He's a friend of my son's, although they haven't spoken for a while because he just kind of disappeared. At any rate, this goes back, a couple of years? Didn't this start in 2021? Seems to me over an assault that happened.
I feel like when I started with the radio program, that was kind of the same time that all of this started happening.
Yeah, right. So anyway, he was accused of a lot of emotional and strange stuff. There were a lot of denials on both sides, up, down, and sideways. But I'd like to see, it's kind of like with Chris Noth, as I said earlier. Be nice if that was all cleaned up, because there hasn't been any case that was won against any of them. All right, 59 after on Good Day.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Jay, can you finish that induction range installation tomorrow?
Orders have really amped up at Nate's Electric.
We need to finish installing it first in Maine. Did we hear back from the grocery chain?
It's no shock. He needs electricians, like yesterday.
Smart fridge. Everybody wants one of those these days.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.